In that F5 team. It doesn't even say F5 see, anymore.
Yeah, I wish I was playing 10 years ago, because I'm pretty sure I would have got some 10k finish.
Mind your business!
A certain Egyptian king is being ignored.
St. Maximin!
What's happening? We are back with another episode of Only One Bonus Point, a light take on a deep game. We're your hosts. My name is RJ.
I'm Law.
And I'm Ray. How you doing, chaps?
Yay. What's happening, fellas? What's happening? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it hasn't it? International breaks come and gone.
Bruv, it's dragging.
Yeah, like, I can't.
Honestly. Dragging.
I love the little breaks from a field, but the football that's played in between is just so annoying.
This almost too long. Yeah. This was too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
But we are back, ready for more football, ready for FPL. What is it? Game week 30.
Yeah. What have you guys been doing in the international break? Have you been tinkering? Have you been just taking a complete a break from it? How's it been?
Okay. Ray?
Yeah, I have. And in the middle of that time, we've had a new fantasy game come out. I'm just like, wow. Okay, cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, what about
you? I'm like Ray. I'm a lot of content creators won't say it, but I have not touched my team. I've not even looked at my team up until yesterday, and I'm happy with it. It's fine to be that way. But having said that, before we go in, look, what about you? Sorry, I almost cut you off. What about you, guys?
Yeah, I haven't paid too much attention. To be honest, I've been battling two kids. My wife's on vacay. I'm home with the two kids. They're doing guerrilla warfare tactics on me. It's peak. It's peak. So yeah, FPL.
You're losing this war, yeah?
Bro, it's tough, bro. I was saying to Ray, he's going to see me on Monday and I'm just going to be like down. I'm going to be out. There's going to be no smile on my face. I'll be like,
yeah, I got like 30 points. Life's hard, guys. I don't even know what to say.
Defeated. All right, so let's go get into the good stuff. Let's talk about the game that we love to hate, FPL. But before we start that, lads, what's your handles? As you can see, mine down here is at only_onlyone_RJ.
And mine is at only_one_law.
And I am at ray_cure. You can also follow us at only_one_bonuspoint with the number one on X.
And don't forget, if you want to send us an email, any correspondence, any questions that you have, if you want to send us your teams for us to judge, you can send us an email at onlyonebonuspoint@gmail.com. And let's not forget the biggest and bestest gift you can give us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and to share it with your people, because, you know, the algorithms be talking and everything you guys do is greatly appreciated. Cuz, what are we going into today?
So today we're going to have a quick look at this new game mode that FPL decided to throw out there, Fantasy Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We're then going to look into our favorite fixtures, favorite fixture predictors Excel sheet, and look at what we're doing planning ahead with these future game weeks. We'll have a quick look at game week 30's fixtures, going to our bus teams, and then lastly, looking at our mini league.
Cool, cool, cool. So normally what we do is we go to our teams and our points from game week 29. Yeah. But no point, we're not doing that. I'm going to save time. That's a long time ago. But I'll give you a breakdown. It's exactly what we thought it was going to be. As I said, it was poor all round. Free hit, no free hit. It was poor. But quick one, my overall rank has dropped to 40k, dropped by 9,000 places. Law?
I've risen. I'm now at 690,000.
Ray?
530k, about a 30k rise.
Cool. So, you know, business as usual. We move on from game week 20, blank game week 29. And I think it was a great success. This new FPL challenge.
I'm shaking my head.
Fellas, thoughts. From the silence, I can tell all round, no one seems impressed.
When it originally got announced, I was interested. I went on it. I set up my little free hit team. And then I was scrolling through Twitter one day and I saw people talking about how they're planning to attack this week and that they're going to bench the players that are playing early fixtures so they can make certain subs later on. And I looked at what they were talking about and I was like, I can't be bothered with this. What? Are you kidding me? I'm already doing shit. You think I need to add extra stress to my life for no reason? Just get attacked from different angles. Big pause.
Because that'd be the reason why people playing it, because it didn't.
No, I don't need extra stress. No, I don't need that. I do not need that. No.
Agreed.
I don't need that. I don't need to add more to the bucket. I'm good. My bucket's full.
Yeah, for me, do you know what? Similar to you, Lord. When I first said, I thought, oh, that's quite interesting, but it seems like it's something for the players that are not engaged every game week, or for the people that are doing really badly and they've just given up on the season. But I mean, giving me an unlimited budget and certain players have got more points this game week or triple points this week, it just seems way too Fast and Furious 9. I don't know. It's just too much. There's no need for it. It's just no need, bro. I just, like, why is there a car in space? I just don't need it. It's not for me. Ray?
Yeah, I concur with the two of you. It kind of follows other fantasy games as well in regards to, you know, everyone will just play the first kickoff players, isn't it? And then if they're playing crap, they're subbing the other players like you can on Sky, for example. So it's a bit...
Or the Champions League one, right?
Exactly, that Champions League one. Absolutely. You know, that's the perfect example. So I think it'll be a bit like drafts. Everyone will get into it for a few weeks and then it will just kind of flitter out when no one plays it. Drafts has been around for ages, but how many people really play it? And a bit like, I'm stressing enough with a terrible season anyway. So if we're suddenly going to add this on there as well. No interest. They'll get more casual users, though. No doubt about that.
Absolutely, they will. Yeah, absolutely, they will.
That's the whole point, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I feel like it's going to explode. Like, I think it's going to be very popular in the beginning. Like, it's kind of funny why they're testing it out now in March, because they want to see how it does. If it does well, put a bit more money into it or a bit more push into it for the start of next season. But I don't know. I think for the more engaged managers, I don't think it's going to be a big thing for them. I think they're just going to ignore it.
Prediction-wise, how many millions do you think will actually play? Do you think it will even hit a million?
I think two, maybe.
Wow.
I think,
Is it hard to tell? Because it could be like at the beginning of the season, they have like a big spike and then it filters off. And then when people start doing bad, it starts building up again just because people are playing this instead of the main game. So I think it will fluctuate. I was about to say fluctuate. Yeah. Fluctuate.
Because don't forget, it's every game week as well that the prize.
Yeah, yeah. So. It all resets as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Fellas, I got nothing else to say about it. I mean, guys, if you want to play this game, go check it out. Fantasy Challenge. Let us know what you think about it, but from only one bonus point, it's a no from us.
A resounding no,
No, do you know, it's not a no, it's a meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah, it's just... It's not for us, yeah.
Cool. To more fun things. Planning ahead, gentlemen. So what did happen during the international break is that we got Game Week 34, double Game Week confirmed, and some honestly really, really juicy kind of fixtures where for those who free-hitted like myself in 29, 34 doesn't deter having as many doublers as you can, really. I think we kind of got away with it. I say we because free hit is just an abomination. But, I mean, Arsenal and Liverpool, two of the three best sides in the league, both doubling. Only thing I can say is, just try and get onto them as soon as possible. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, RJ, what do you think?
Oh, I'm happy with it. Like, I know you said that... like you guys that use the free hit might get away with it, but also it's gonna lock you into a lot of transfers building up to 34. So that's where the pain is gonna be. Like a lot of people didn't have Arsenal assets because they blanked. A lot of people didn't have Liverpool assets because they had the injuries, they blanked, and Salah wasn't about. And now they're all back. People are gonna be trying to fight to get these teams in, and Arsenal got Man City next week. so you can avoid that. Then they got Luton. I mean, I feel like people are going to be forced into making a lot of transfers, whereas me and myself and Law are just going to be, you know, tinkering here and there, maybe take a couple gambles, but leading up until our wild cards, which is probably next game week. So, yeah, man, I'm happy. I think the Arsenal double is great. The Liverpool double is great. That's it. The Man United double is good as well. No, they've got Sheffield United. Yeah, they've got a lot of fixtures. I mean, I think 34 is going to be a very good double game week for the three hitters.
Yeah, I think so. You're fitting in the Bournemouth, Palace and Wolves players on your free hit, basically. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm slightly different to you, RJ, because I used my wild card earlier. But all I'm doing is looking at 36, 37 and not worrying about 34 because I know I'm going to be free hitting. So I'm just bringing in the players like with the foresight of who I'm going to likely want to keep and also who's going to make the most points in these next three game weeks. Is who I'm more likely to bring in, regardless of who doubles in 34.
Mm. But best part is you got seven game weeks to sort your team out.
Yeah, exactly.
This might be a good time maybe to talk about our strategy at the moment. So, Law, what are you kind of thinking to kind of just
so mine go is the season? Mine would be free hit in 34 and then bench boost in 37. Yeah, that's the plan I've got going forward. Over the next few weeks, I'll just be, like I said, bringing in the people that I think have got the most highest potential. So the likes of Salah, also Palmer, because I think Chelsea have got really good fixtures leading up to, and they've got a single in 34. So bringing in Chelsea players as well at this point, good for me. So that type of thing. So looking at who can get the most points in the next 4 weeks, free hit in 34, bench boost 37.
Sick.
RJ?
For me, so the original plan was to wild card in 31, free hit in 34, bench boost 37. So bench boost 37 is still this plan. Free hit in 34, but the wild card might change. So I can do 31, 35 or 36 to wild card. I'm probably looking at 35 depending on how my team looks, because right now my team looks good in 30. It looks fairly decent in 31. So it's like, why not use it closer to your bench boost? Like my thing before was I didn't want to use it right at the end because I don't like it. It's such a big, powerful chip to use right at the end. But my team's good anyway. So why waste it just because I have it to use it and it won't benefit that much. So I might use it later on. And I think 35, 36 is probably the best time to use it if I don't need it in 31 because the fixture swing doesn't bother me that much. Yeah. So actually, yeah, I'm very comfortable. Very comfortable. What about you, Ray? No free hit.
Yeah, so the fixtures in 34 have honestly fortuitously fallen on my lap because I currently have six doublers already without making any transfers leading up to 34. So the way I've planned is that I'll have 10 doublers for 34 and Haaland away to Brighton. So then I'm thinking... I was originally thinking wildcard 31, but the way it's fallen, I'm thinking I'll set up to 34, bringing as many doublers, obviously, as I can. A couple of punts like Havertz, for example. 35 wildcard, because I think in 36, Spurs and Chelsea will both have a double. And then bench boost in 37, where I'll have 15 doublers. So it's the free hit 34 that the two of you will have compared to what I will be very different because I'm kind of hanging on players like Van Dijk, for example, or Tavernier, for example. People won't bring them in, but I'll have them simply because, well, I already have a couple of them. So that'll kind of be the differentials, if that makes sense. Exactly. So, that's what I'm thinking.
But I feel like it still worked out in your favour in that sense. I still think the... free hit 34 is going to have a much bigger difference than the free hit that you guys had in 29. So, like, I think was behind by, like, seven points. I feel like this one is going to be much bigger. Because, like you said, you're going to hang on to Haaland. I don't think I'm going to have Haaland in game week 34. So, I mean, it depends, like, how it goes. Because I can take that risk. It depends what Brighton are saying. They are at home. They are
hit and miss, innit? They're hit and miss.
See what they're very hit and miss, but they've done it against City before, innit? So
well, we'll have a good barometer because they've got Liverpool and Arsenal in the next few weeks, so we'll see where they're at and we'll know whether we'll have Haaland or not going into that week based on those fixtures.
Let them do their nonsense against Liverpool and they have a bad day against us. That's what we want. Touch wood. Look, we can't afford to drop any points whatsoever. So, Ray, you mentioned there's a double. If you see from the sheet, guys, if you're listening on audio, Chelsea and Tottenham have a potential double game week in 36 as well. So what's that dependent? Mm. Is that on the FA Cup?
It's just dependent on when they actually fit it in.
Yeah. They can't fit it in before 34 because of the fixtures. Mm-hmm. And it's either going to be 35 or 36, but most likely 36.
Yeah.
Even myself, from a very rudimentary aspect, the only gap I could literally see was game week 36, actually.
Yeah.
So Chelsea have got West Ham and Tottenham both at home, and then Tottenham have Liverpool and Chelsea both away. And then going into 37, Chelsea got Nottingham Forest and Brighton away, and then Tottenham got Burnley and Man City at home both games. So they're both fairly decent shouts. Tottenham normally have good games against City. So, yeah. I mean, I've got two Spurs assets already.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You'll be on a wild card at that point anyway. Mm-hmm. Or potentially, if you do the 35.
Ones. Yeah, I'll probably work out 35, 36.
Mm.
I think 36 is the nice one. I don't see too many swings. I'll be like, oh, I want this gay person in 36. So I'll change it in 37. So, yeah, probably. But if I work out in 35, I can have two free transfers in 37.
Yeah.
So, I won't do anything on 36. And then anything that happens, any injuries, I can tweak. But again, with the wild card, you can tweak as well. So, it depends on how the points are flowing. And
yeah.
But right now, yeah, it's looking decent. I'm not going to lie. Look at these. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Fellas, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 doubles in game week 34, 2 in 36, and at the moment, 6 in 37. Is 37 going to get more doubles?
No, they're all the potentials.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We all thought 37 was going to be a massive double game week as well. It didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, there was a lot of upsets in the FA Cup, weren't there?
Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't. Was it the round before?
There were a couple.
Yeah. Who was it that beat Wolves? Coventry.
I think that's the only one. In that round, everybody else won that they're supposed to win. Chelsea beat Leeds, City won, Liverpool won. Yeah, there weren't that many after that. But Coventry.
Did Liverpool win? They lost, didn't it? They lost to United, right?
Yeah. Yes. Liverpool lost to United. Yeah, that's
it. I'm sure there was another one as well. I'm sure there was. But yeah. That's why I don't think 37 is as big as it was supposed to be.
Liverpool United, is that a massive upset?
No. Well, I think it is, actually.
Because United were poor at the moment. Yeah, fair enough. All right. So, Ray. Sorry, I have to go to you because yours is a bit more difficult to navigate. Your plan up to 34, because you've got no free hit anymore. You've got your wild card left. You've got your bench boost left. So, what teams are you sort of targeting up until 34 for people that are in a similar situation as you?
Well, I already have triple Bournemouth, so I might as well just keep them because they had the doubles before. And the idea, honestly, because I've got it up now, is I'll have triple Arsenal, triple Liverpool, triple Bournemouth and Pickford. So it's going to be very, very different to what I'd imagine the kind of 15 players that would be popular. You know, I think I'm going to have a lot that people won't go for. You know, for example, I'm looking at the likes of Havertz. I don't think a lot will go with Van Dijk. I think Crystal Palace might be piled on a lot. So for me, this is more of get as many as you can and hope that they'll outperform Elise, for example, you know, because I think Elise will be popular, or Eze will be popular, or Wolves guys will be popular.
Yeah.
So, because and so mine is more of I'm trying to keep up with the free hit 34 guys. And I'm just a bit like you, RJ. I'm going to compare it and see. I could actually bang and get more than a free hit individuals, but also how many points would I be off compared to the free hit, because a free hit was a travesty, as you both actually said. But I was obviously, I was put in a corner in that point. But yeah, so it's more of get whoever you can. Right? That's literally who I'm saying that. Have a double.
it's actually the same tactic. Let's say you're aiming for a red arrow, but it's going to be a very small red arrow considering that other people are using chips. That's basically it. Anything, if you get a gray or green arrow, you've won. You've won that side, and then you move on to 36 and 37 happily. Law. So
and
yours,
I think Harlan's going to be a differential, RJ. Sorry.
He will be. That's why, because like I said, originally I wasn't going to put him in, but then I thought as soon as I said it, I was like, that means hardly anybody else is going to put him in as well, because why would you? I like going in the opposite direction to everybody else. I love it. Law, you're slightly different. You've got your free hit, but no wild card left.
Yeah.
Now, all your transfers are fixed up until 37. Where are you aiming? Where's your targets going?
So, Chelsea attacker, Spurs as well. But I've already got triple Spurs, but we're moving down to two in the aim of bringing it back up later. And then there's a part of me that's like, I don't have Palmer, not yet, anyway. Okay. So then there's a part of me that doesn't want to focus too far ahead all the time. 37 is quite a way away. So I don't want to not get the likes of Salah in just because I'm going to free hit at 34. So the likes of Salah, like I said earlier, the players that I think are going to get the most points in the next 4 weeks, and then use 35, 36, and 37 to navigate to the 37 players, which would be City, Spurs, Chelsea, and potentially United and Brighton.
Like you said, it's funny you mentioned Salah. It's not funny, but everyone's going to pick Salah. His next few games, Brighton at home, Sheffield United at home, Man United away, Crystal Palace at home, and in the double, Fulham and Everton.
Yeah.
Salah's a must.
What fixtures?
He's a must own. Yeah, yeah.
He's a must.
Must own, yeah.
He's definitely got... They've got Liverpool... The next four games... Five games, sorry. They've got the best run.
Yeah.
They've got the best run, easily. And having Salah in when he's not been out and, like, you know, keep saying it, Klopp's last year and... What they're going to need to do, bringing in Salah, if he ain't got him already, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer. I don't know why you would not, like, you wouldn't bring him in for, even though you've got 34 coming up. Like, bring him in.
Yeah.
Easily. Look, Ray, you said you had three, Bournemouth, Everton at home, Crystal Palace at home, Luton away, Man United at home. All mostly home fixtures. Solanke, you got him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's some points, I see. That's some points. That's definitely some
There'll be a point probably where with wildcard 35, I can't see a reason why I'd bring in Liverpool players. You kind of just want to target the doubles. So triple Chelsea, triple Spurs, absolutely. And then, Man City, triple Man City as well. And maybe in game week 38, if I roll a couple of transfers, then I'd want to get Saka back because I won't have any Arsenal players. And I'll probably want to bring in a Darwin or a Salah, for example, or Jota. Or, you know, so just attack the last game.
Do you have any Arsenal players?
In 38, I'd have Saka. Yeah, not in 37. I don't know why you'd wildcard an Arsenal player in game week 35. I don't know why you'd do it. Because we don't have any doubles there.
Tottenham, Bournemouth, Man United, Everton. Yeah.
And no doubles.
And if you're going to do it, it's going to be Saka, and Saka's on the more expensive side.
That's true.
So fair play. Anyway. It sounds painful to do because I know we're going to get points. I know we're going to do well.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
I am very, very happy with what's going to happen.
Super. Oh, by the way, that's some time away. We've got to focus on this game week. So, Law, is there any kind of fixtures that you're really excited for regarding FPL assets and just genuine, you know, just generally football?
FPL-wise, we've touched on it. Salah back, Liverpool versus Brighton. I think Brighton are just known to open their legs sometimes. I think Liverpool can do some damage. Absolutely. So yeah, that's one I've definitely got my eye on. You want more? Assets for Liverpool.
Are you done?
Salah, Nunes, and I like the Van Dijk shout as well. The other fixtures, Spurs at home to Luton. They have to have a response after that game against Fulham. But then that leads me on to Fulham against Sheffield United. The likes of Muniz and their defence as well, Robinson. Two good shouts there. And Newcastle against West Ham. Yeah. I think that's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, you stole mine, so I'm going to go with you as well. But, I mean, I expected you to. Spurs versus Luton, that's a tasty, tasty fixture at home.
Mm.
I mean, like you said, you need an instant response. And you can't just win. Can't be 1-0, no, can't be 2-1. You have to batter them. Yeah. You have to batter them. Or they're going to be coming for Postecoglou's head, bruv. Already, I think that's a great fixture in terms of FPL and for football. I also like the Newcastle West Ham fixture, and for football, Man City versus Arsenal. I really want to see what type of Arsenal shows up. I want to see which Man City shows up, because both have been like in two different ways. Man City don't normally, they've been showing up, but they haven't been consistent this season in terms of showing up being their normal selves. And Arsenal, normally we've been great this season, but normally when we go away to Etihad, we just disappear. So which Arsenal is going to show up? Are we going to be the confident trailblazers that we've been throughout this season, or are we going to cower away or really bring a fight to the Etihad? I think we're going to bring a fight, so I think it's going to be an amazing game. Amazing game.
I think it has been, especially over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think Man City's approach will be cautious but respectful to us, because I think they really do rate what we've become. So I don't think they'll come out all guns blazing as they did last season, because we had injuries. You know, Holding was playing, for example. I think Partey wasn't totally fit. So I think in this game it will be a real tactical kind of chess game. I think we've arrived. Yeah, I think we've arrived, and I could see a 1-1. I don't think it's going to be a goal glut of any sorts, because I think both teams can't afford... I don't think they're going to go out there to really attack, to put themselves in a situation where they might lose. That's personally how I feel. I think it will be a really... It'll be a lot like what happened at the Emirates. I think both teams are going to make sure that they're solid at the back enough and, you know, not commit too much going forward. I really can't wait for the battle of Havertz versus Diaz. Specifically, I'm saying that because Havertz playing up front is a nuisance. And when he drops off deep, it will allow the likes of Saka and Martinelli, something that I've wanted the whole time, to be more inverted forwards, because Havertz has just been magnificent in the last month, isn't it? Bro, well, the whole team.
He's our chaos maker. This guy is always running for space. He's always contesting every ball in the air. If he doesn't win it, he's causing headache to somebody else, or they're getting a foul, or he's providing an assist or an assist to the assist. He's just disrupting every team's play, and I freaking love it. I love it. Everyone's cussing him, saying, "Oh, why we paid it." I was cussing the amount we paid for him. Seriously, what he's done at Arsenal, like a lot of people say that they complain about having Xhaka back. It took Xhaka 7 years before we saw anything good from him. So I really, really rate what Havertz has done so far. So, yeah, man, let's see. Brentford United, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think Garnacho is always going to be a good shout. And Tony, isn't it? This is a fixture kind of there for Tony to just bully that back line. And
especially as he hasn't been scoring.
I have Tony. I'm not convinced on him, man. Just not convinced on him. Like I just don't think his game is quite there yet.
I apologize to United fans, but I mean, if it wasn't for United, if he was playing anybody else apart from Luton or Sheffield United, I'd probably take him out. But because he's playing United, I'm leaving him in. I'm leaving him in. I want to see what he does to that defense. Seriously, I know he's not been on a normal job the last few game weeks, but against United, I just see him causing problems. I mean, United away as well?
Nah.
I'm sorry, I have to do it. Ray, we never went to you. You, what about your fixtures for this game week? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I mean, the fixture we didn't mention was Chelsea at home to Burnley. I think the three best captains this week are Salah, Son, and Palmer. Because Palmer at home to Burnley. Burnley are just, I think they're just going through the motions now. I think they'll definitely go down. I think this is a wonderful fixture for Chelsea to really, you know, kind of show the kind of class that they definitely have in that team. So I could see the likes of Palmer, Nico Jackson, Gusto. You know, all these players that people are going to look to wildcard eventually. This could be kind of like the platform for them to show. So, you know, I have Palmer, brilliant. A lot of people don't have Palmer. They did actually take him out. So I'm excited to own him for this game. Yeah, really weird. I've seen a lot of teams without him, but I think Chelsea versus Burnley, absolutely. And the next one is Bournemouth versus Everton, but more selfishly because I've got triple Bournemouth. So, you know, I'm really interested to see if Everton can stop Bournemouth per se. And are Bournemouth just a flash in the pan or are they actually a good team? I'm still trying to work them out.
Summer in
flash
the middle,
in the pan, bro. Flash in the pan, bro. Flash in the pan. All right, well, Ray, having said that, I think that's a great segue into Game Week 30's bus teams. Let's see what we're looking at. What are we planning to do? Who's just that? That's not mine.
Yeah, that's mine. That's mine. So
4.6 milli.
I've got. Yeah, man, we all got some budgets. I saw Law's one as well, and it made me laugh. so we got Dubravka in goal, Udogi, Virgil van Dijk, and Zabania. I actually really like that backline. Got Tavernier, Garnacho, Palmer, and Son currently as captain. Haaland, Watkins, and Solanke. The bench is Turner, Saka, Gabriel, and Taylor. Expected points, 67.6. So, and 4.6 in the bank, as you said. My plan at the moment is to take out Saka and bring in Salah. I would then captain Salah, and I would bench Garnacho. That's currently what I'm thinking. And then to push That's ahead... Amazing. The week after, probably take out Son and bring in Saka. So that's what I'm thinking.
Let's go back to Saka, yeah?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that? This game week, anyway.
To be honest,
how much value are you going Saka?
What is he now? 9.1?
Probably about...
Something like that.
Yeah, 0.3. I'd lose 0.3.
0.3. Yeah, but it's the end of the season, so it's... Your wild card that you build, will you miss that 0.3? Because the amount of, I don't know how many times you're going to end up doing it. I don't know how much you're going to chop your team up in it. So that's the only downside I can find in your team, which is what we're going to look for is the flaws in it. But from what you've said, Saka to Salah makes the most sense because then you keep Son, you keep Palmer, Haaland, Watkins, Solanke. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So you'll be benching Tavernier then, I'm guessing,
right? Next week.
Garnacho, he said.
Garnacho.
No. I would bench Tavernier. Sorry, you're right.
That makes more sense.
I'd play Garnacho. Garnacho's electric. My issue is I'm basically taking out Saka to bring him back in because I love our fixtures, and then obviously we got the double game week. But I just can't see myself selling Son and not bringing in Salah this week. So the only one I can think of is Saka, bring him back in. And then what I could do for -4 is take out Watkins, who's playing Man City, and bring in Darwin for -4 at home to Sheffield United. And I could see Liverpool just going on a canter in that game. But so that'll probably be my only hit that I'm kind of seeing for the rest of the season. But Darwin at home to Sheffield United compared to Watkins away to Man City, I think is worth a -4, at least at the moment.
All right, so- My only question is then, if you're not going to make Son captain, why are you against making Son Salah? Is it just because of the looting game?
I think 100%. 100% is the Luton game.
Yeah.
I think he's
going to be one of the captain favourites this week as well, isn't it? So
yeah.
Not having him in your team at all could cost you.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to captain him. And if I don't have him at all, it could be a bloodbath for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. I see. It's just the only thing I don't like about your team is your goalkeeper. Apart from that, bro, yeah, you're in a very good place, man.
Thank you, sir. Right. Woo!
Oh, hello.
Man's got bang.
My team.
10 million.
10 million. 10 million. So I currently have Neto in goal, Udogi, Zabarini, and Gabriel in defense. I've got Son, Madison, Hudson-Odoi, and Sakho in midfield. And up front, Watkins, Muniz, and Tony on the bench. Areola, Reguilon, Doherty, and Kudus. My plan this week is to do Kudus to Salah and Hudson-Odoi to Palmer for a -4 because Hudson-Odoi is not starting at all. And then I would just bench. I don't know who I'll bench, actually. I haven't decided who I'm going to bench in that scenario. That's the tough bit. But yeah, that's the plan, to make that -4. Hudson-Odoi to Palmer, Kudus to Salah, and then next week make Watkins, I think it was, to Haaland.
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
But then, yeah, I've just got bench headaches.
Yeah.
Only because of Doherty's yellow flag. Otherwise, I probably would have started Doherty. But yeah, and obviously, Reguilon's got a red card. And I prefer the attacking minus than the defensive minus. So I'll just start Gabriel. Whatever happens, happens.
So
yeah, after you, Audrey. Go on.
Yeah. So if you prefer Doherty, why don't you just start Doherty just in the case it's just a ease back or?
Yeah, I haven't. I'll be honest. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, I have not looked into FPL, so I don't know how serious his yellow flag is.
Cool.
I need to check press conferences, all that type of stuff, and then I'll make a decision from there.
Fair. I mean, I ain't got a problem with your team apart from how you pronounce Zabani's name. Yeah, that's it, man. You're good.
I feel good.
Ray doesn't look impressed, though.
I think I like the changes, and then Saka can be benched. That's the thing, isn't it? Mm. Saka can be benched. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm selling Saka. And, you know, I guess you just got to look at the ceiling. And the thing is that, you know, this is a week where Haaland is not such a necessity, at least on paper, isn't it? So your likes of Muniz and Tony could just absolutely be brilliant for you.
Yeah.
While so a lot basically, of us I'm have Haaland.
Yeah. I'm hoping for the game that you predicted. That tactical, both teams trying not to lose, 1-1 draw. If it becomes anything else, then I'll be in a bit of trouble. But if it stays like that, then I'm all right.
It's not gonna become anything else. Don't worry. We're going to do the job. We are going to do the job.
But yeah, that's me, man. That's me. 10 million in the bank. While you've been using
quite a bit of this week. Bro, if you weren't even taking a minus, bro, it's ridiculous. If you don't even take a minus, you could change Hudson-Odoi into Salah. That's insanity, bro. How?
If Kudus wasn't injured,
bro, that's just. Bro,
yeah, that's nice.
Do you know what? I don't know. I think I might even save making a minus, you know.
I don't know. I really want Palmer, though. That's the thing.
Because you missed out on his points last time, innit?
He's up against Burnley at home as well. It's just such a fixture.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's the only thing I'd say. Is I'd probably just make Hudson-Odoi Salah and then wait for next week to do anything else. I don't know. But only because, like, you know, you've said you haven't got Haaland. I'll just Hudson-Odoi up to Salah.
Mm-hmm.
Save the -4. But again, go with your gut, man. If you want Palmer, get him in.
Yep.
Very good.
RJ. Yeah. with the least money in the bank. I'm sure it's
on his chest.
I've got Leno in goal against Sheffield United, Saliba, Mikelenko, Romero. I've got Palmer, vice-captain, son captain at the moment, Saka, Bailey, Haaland, Tony, Watkins, Bowen's on the bench as it stands at the moment, wow. Areola and Estupiñan and Doherty. It's probably going to be swap Bowen with Bailey. Nice and simple. But I think I might leave it as is. The only thing I wanted to do is get Salah in. But if I'm bringing Salah in, it's for Saka or Son. And my first instinct was to go for Son to take him out.
Mm.
But again, effective ownership is worrying me. It's Son hasn't scored in the last, what is it? He didn't score the last game or something?
Just the last game. I think he scored in the game.
Just the last game. Just the last game, and you lost. So that's scaring me more. So if he had scored last game week, I probably wouldn't be as worried. But because he hasn't scored, he's the captain, you know, grab the game by the scruff of its neck type thing. So I'm going to keep him in. If I could find any other way around it, I would. But it's probably going to be nothing or Saka for Salah. I can't miss that Liverpool fixture. I can't. I think I've got more money in the bank than that. I don't know what that
is. Oh, right. Okay. That's going to say.
I've got more money in the bank. So I have. I've got 4.5 million in the bank.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Because when you said Saka to Salah, I was like, how though? You're not explaining how.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's
off. Okay, I know why. Apologies. So I made an early transfer. I made a very early transfer, so I might as well get out of the way. I changed Tony to Muniz against Sheffield United.
Right.
Okay, so you used your transfer this week.
So I've used my transfer from Tony to Muniz, and I can make Saka, Son to
Bowen. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Bowen won't fit. Saka or Son. But yeah, so yes, I could do a -4. I could just leave it. That was I remember now. It's all coming back to me. It was a rage transfer on Tony.
So you're seeing what I'm seeing.
but I do think against United, I think if you've got him, I wouldn't take him out just yet. I wouldn't do it just yet. I think it works for my team in terms of me trying to get Salah, but I think Tony's gonna at least get a brace against United. So, or at least two returns, a goal and assist, or two goals. I don't know, something. But yeah, that's me.
Cool.
The Son Saka predicament the Son Saka predicament is almost similar to me, isn't it? You could actually take one out, bring in Salah, but if you take out Saka, you'd want to bring him back in, isn't it? Like, have you got the same kind of value in him as me as well?
I think I might have more.
0.3.
Wow, maybe. Okay. No, same. No, point
same,
three.
Same, yeah.
Point three.
Yeah.
Point three. I got him early on. He's not left my team. Just like Saliba, I had him from the beginning. I got 4.4 in Saliba. So yeah. Yeah, man. I'm happy with that team as it is, man. I'm not gonna really do much to it.
Yeah, I've got him as well, but yeah, I love the bringing in Muniz shout, especially against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cool. And last of all, we have our mini league standings.
Mm-hmm.
So in fourth place, massive support of the show, Roberto Hollis. Congratulations, by the way.
He's up there.
He's a goalkeeper, bro. He's a good goalkeeper.
Did he get goalkeeper of the tournament as well?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Up in the 61K. So All right, mate. All right.
Bruno Dos Tres. So well played. In third place, Winter Wonder Haaland, Prakash Matani. Total points, 1,778, 60.5K. Number two, Holding Right Rice, our very own RJ, but he did predict that he would get a red, but hope that it wasn't too big, and it wasn't.
Yep.
1,790 points, 40K. And FPL Beery FC, Spencer Barrowman, pretty sure he was in top five last season as well. Total points, 1,824,
9.2K. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him. He ain't got no free hit. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
Exactly. And to join that mini league, Oscar Charlie, 3 Bravo Kilo. RJ, you'd be proud of me.
Mm-hmm. Well done, mate. Well done.
You had to turn the banner on.
Yeah, man. Though.
You see that?
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the banner the whole time. I was reading the banner.
Come on, man. Don't do him like that, bro. Don't do him like that.
That came on unprompted. I was like, why is the banner on?
Yes, guys. We're all happy with our teams going into game week 30. I mean, a lot's going to change in game week 31. Any more last minute thoughts before we bounce?
Just pray for me, man. Guerrilla warfare. I'm telling you.
Wow. That's absolutely nothing to do with FPL. You get 0 press from me. Sorry. Get none from me. None from me. Absolutely none.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah,
keep me in praise.
For me, good luck with that, Law. For me, it would be, I understand the lure of Salah being captain and, you know, I'll bring him in, but I think Palmer is a phenomenal shout. So, you know, if you're looking to really make some steps, yeah, Salah, Son or Palmer, I think Palmer will be probably third most captain player.
Yeah, I think so,
a phenomenal shout. So, Law, bring him in for -4. I completely advocate it.
Yeah.
Completely, so. But that would be it.
Yeah, man.
What about you, RJ? Any lingering thoughts, really, for game 30?
No, man. I'm on track. My plans. I'm staying true to my plan so far. That's the main thing. Stay true.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm really happy with the double announcement because there was I'm going back, but there was a rumor that there could only be two. There might only be two doubles in 34. When I saw that rumor, I was like, oh, you're kidding me. That free hit would have been like, just been like
saving it. Yeah,
it would have been pointless. Yeah, yeah. When I saw that, man, my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yes, I am looking forward to Sunday, most importantly. But just before we go, if you want to catch us on X, once again, my handle is @_anyoneRJ.
And mine is @only_one_law.
And I'm @Ray_Cure. You can obviously follow us, only one bonus point. With the number one, sorry.
It's like you froze in time.
My brain froze.
Yeah, man. Guys, we will catch you next week. Did you click subscribe yet? Go on, do it down there. But as you know, if you're new to this pod, we have been your hosts. My name is RJ.
I'm Law.
And I'm Ray.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace!
Peace! Peace.